Have a good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Black Friday edition of the North American Wrestling Connection, where all funniness is 80% off. Just like that opening joke. We have some interesting and enlightening conversation for you tonight, which actually is bulked up 75% due to the people that are here. So let's get the show on the road. Let's introduce our panelists for tonight. First of all, we have the sports sage, VRM.
I don't know what's more embarrassing, Alex Shelley being forced to put on a turkey suit or the epic fail I just saw in the Arizona State-UCLA game.
No, you'd have to go to Thursday to see the most epic fail of the week.
Did I miss anything in the first hour of Impact?
No, you have to go other than that. And speaking of the epic fail, we have the Detroit Lions fan herself, Nikki Haman.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Okay, now that may have been epic, but go back and take a look at the Boise State final. I think it came to 60-something to 10. I almost feel better, but Mr. Millen, there is a hit out on you. Just so you know, I'm just saying.
That hit? By Blade Braxton. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our maven of the pick'ems. Well, at least not this week. Fourth.
Am I the only one that finds it oddly ironic that in January, TNA is hosting a pay-per-view in an arena called the Cricket Arena?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Nice one, Four.
Thank you.
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
First of all, Jason Block will be late. He's at a bowling alley. So he's taking his Black Friday aggressions out on some pins. Survivor Series. That was fun, wasn't it? No?
It was.
Up till about the last hour, yeah. Actually,
right.
It was.
So let's talk about the pick'em predicaments. How we score this is for the Survivor Series matches. 2 points are available, one for who won the match, and like for the number of people who won said match. So, and the regular match is 1 point apiece. So let's get started with what I have on the top of my list. Team Batista versus Team Randy Orton. They hear voices in their head. They come to me. They understand. They talk to me.
They're the only ones that talk to him.
And if somebody else is trying to talk to him, we go to VRM for what he says.
Wait. Oh, my thoughts on the match.
No.
I sort of just listened.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to do a joke there, and you completely bombed it.
Gotta give him a script.
I don't have a script. I'm working off the cuff.
Like most college quarterbacks. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Nikki, Jason, Typo, VRM, they got it right. They got Team Orton winning, and the elder statesman of the group, Nikki and Jason, got the correct number, 2. Then we get to Team JBL versus Team HBK. Me, Typho, Nikki, and Jason got the team right, but we screwed up on the number, which got picked up by VRM in fourth. The correct answer being 3.
Yeah, but I got exactly right 2 of the 3 that were going to be that were still going to be there. It's not worth anything, but I'm just saying.
Thank you, Hurricane Haman.
Next week, man. Next week, I'm getting a hero back. Thank you.
It's time. Now we get to the Raw versus SmackDown Diva match. Comments? Head scratches?
Comedy?
Okay.
Half points?
Bathroom break?
Regardless. Actually, I do have a comment. Even Beth Phoenix hates the butterfly bell.
That's saying something right there. VRM, and Forf, the men of the group tonight, got it right. However, Typho, the person who is suspectively absent, got the number right. 1. Beth Phoenix being the sole survivor. And you know what that means? She's going to drop it at Armageddon to Candice Michelle.
No. Don't even assume that. We're not there yet. Keep going. Somebody get that man a tissue.
The World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh.
Alas, alack.
And thus, I have come up with the song to sum up Survivor Series so far. Who remembers the episode of The Simpsons entitled Homer at the Bat?
I do.
I don't, thankfully.
Poor Ken Griffey with that gigantism.
Well, I have the song somewhere. Here it is. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Gotta keep that out. Da 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 da. Well, the creative team have done it. Son Cena has just won it, with Jason Block grumbling all the while. John Morrison's abs made the lady smile. While the Glamazons stood tall on top of the Diva Pop, we're talking Survivor. Series in Boston, Mass, we're talking Survivor. Series that had just passed. Boogeyman's grotesque as the gooker. Jafari's injury was surely quite not the shocker. We're talking Edge being the champ again. We're talking Survivor. Series of Boston, Mass. We're talking Survivor. Series that had just passed. Boogeyman's grotesque as the gooker. Jeff Hardy's injury was surely not the shocker. We're talking Edge being the champ again.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yes, the Jeff Hardy situation brought to you by station WORK.
I think that's the name of an actual TV station in Oklahoma.
Wouldn't surprise me, but just to let you know, station WORK managed to fool several news outlets, and I'm very impressed.
Yes.
So for a brief second, Simon was like, yes!
No, I knew it was a work.
Right, but I made sure you knew anyway.
Yeah. the reason I said with the lyric with Jason Block grumbling all the while, because he had Chris Jericho winning the match. And the rest of us had John Cena winning in some way, shape, or form. Now we get to the WWE Championship match, which was just explained earlier. Jeff Hardy had a kayfabe injury. Edge was found out to have knocked him out with a tire iron. So, about 12 minutes into the match, when Triple H just planting Kozlov off of a pedigree, Vicky says,
"Edge's here!
Excuse me, but he's here.
On this day, I could see clearly.
For I'm finally out of hell.
Edge wins. Now, here's where the situation gets tricky, because all of us said on various IMs or stuff like that that Edge was not part of it. However, Nikki, in her prediction on MySpace, did say that either Triple H would win the belt or retain the belt, or Edge will win the belt. And per write-in rules, that counts as a half point. So Nikki gets a half point. Everyone else gets El Skunko.
But I guess there are no razors in hell, are there?
There's no one in hell?
Razors.
No. You gotta, but they could get you plenty of hot towels.
and wax.
Yeah.
Casket match, which is inconsequential. Because pulling up there is no way anybody else was gonna win. Alas, Fourth was the only one who got that one right.
This is usually Undertaker's vacation show.
Yep, but Undertaker won it.
Yep.
Final scores, me and Jason tied, dead last. Figures, the two smartest people in the room got dead last.
Shit.
Because you were logical for WWE booking.
And I mean by the smartest people, by the people who are most likely to go on Jeopardy. Except Jason, he already has.
And he won a lot of money that he won't share.
Well, because he spent it already. This was back in 2001.
Okay.
Title for VRM, Fourth got 4, but your new champion with 4.5, Nikki Haymon.
Thank you. It's been 7 long freaking months.
And you got your belt. So, who watched Raw last night? Who watched Raw on Monday?
I did.
I saw the last half.
I was on a plane.
Well, they announced the return of something.
Piper Pit?
Nope.
No. As I drop my head in.
The return of something that you just need to stand back.
I'm a sister. Everybody told me what I should do, what should be.
That's right. They brought back the Slammies.
And somewhere, Owen Hart is going, yes, 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 yes. Are they holding it in Kemper Arena? I need to know.
Well, it's in 2 weeks. I think it's the December 8th show.
Where are they? My internet tonight is crap. So somebody could
give me a second. Tickets.
Okay.
Live events. They are in Philly.
Damn it. The one night I need them in Kansas City at Kemper Arena.
Damn.
Well, I can't wait to see what the categories are.
They're in Philly. Hold it, they're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for the Slammies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is going to get crapped all over.
And the thing is, it's a 3-hour show.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
You guys are going to go, well, damn, this is a 3-hour show. we're going to be stuck with this award ceremony all about this. Should we cheer that we got the extra time, or should we boo that we're going to have to put up with all this bullshit through the show?
Let's just do our usual chant. EC-Dub! 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 EC-Dub!
EC-Dub!
Problem is, Tommy's not going to win a damn thing. Again. Still.
Yeah, because Cena's going to sweep every category, including the Divas categories. We know this to be true.
And if he doesn't, Todd Grisham gets put in the STFU, so we all win either way.
Not right. Not right.
Not right, but still funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, with all this fun, we have to listen to... No, we already played the open for it. Stand back. Let's take odds. What are the odds that Charlie Haas will be recreating that moment?
That alone would be the worth pricey of admission. I'd almost make the drive for that. If I knew he was going to do it. Because all the Divas would be more than happy to be dancing around behind him because they'd be laughing their asses off in the process.
We need
and Victoria would be the one draped all over him.
Mm-hmm.
We need Cena to play guitar like Hogan did for the bass or whatever he was playing.
Yeah, bass.
It didn't matter, he just pretended.
like everyone else in the band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
well,
you have to have Boogeyman playing an instrument.
Oh, God!
Well, if we take a look at the old video, we can see on one side playing trumpet, we have Macho Man Randy Savage, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and Jake the Snake Roberts. And then blowing their horns. Oh.
Saxophones.
Saxophones. Junkyard Dog and the Killer Bees.
Hmm.
And if you saw the jacket Jumpin' Jim Brunzel was wearing, Iron Sheik would want to make him humble in old country.
That jacket was awesome.
George the Animal Steel was playing the tambourine.
Well, there's Festus. There we go. Festus has a spot.
Yep. I mean, if you take a look back at this video, it's aged well. And
unlike everybody in it.
Yeah. Well, Jumpin' Jim Brunzel looks pretty decent. Never mind.
Well, never mind that Macho Man looks more like Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard now.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, the only person who looks just as he does in that video is Vince McMahon.
He needs to grow his hair out a little bit more.
He needs to get that classic pompadour back.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
But, yeah, I vote to Charlie Haas. Actually, I have a WWE Universe account. You want me to send a note to Charlie? Say, please do this?
Yeah. But the probably the best thing that's probably going to happen is we're going to get a recreation of Land of 1,000 Dances.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd rather have Stand Back done by Charlie Haas. And you know what happens when he ends?
What's that? A part of the set falls on him. Oh, wait.
Oh, that'd be gold.
And
what the hell am I saying? Never mind.
Come on, that's not even worth half a win?
Nope.
Darn. Tough crowd.
No, that's Colin Quinn's show. Oh, crap. What? Did I just cut myself on my hair? Dear Lord.
Kevin Nash calls. Now he's stronger than you.
He also said he's got better. He can get you some good conditioner.
From that man, no thank you. oh well. I'm a man. I'll handle it my own way.
Mommy.
All right. Well, on the subject of an embarrassing yourself. Yeah. On the subject of embarrassing ourselves, we have Alex Shelley.
So it wasn't Styles again this year.
No, he wasn't even in it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Going to the finals was Rhino, Sheik Abdul-Bashir, and Alex Shelley.
All three from the Michigan area. Makes us say it's the Detroit Turkey Bowl or something.
Mm. That's because the Detroit football team is nothing full of turkeys.
Boy!
I'm sorry, but they're 0-12.
Don't remind me.
It was like this in 2001. Anyways, Rhino won the match, and guess who he pinned?
He pinned Alex.
Yep.
Yeah, and Alex was terribly pleased. I don't blame him. The Gooker costume is more dignified.
Just ask the boogeyman. Now, we need to give a round of applause for the dental surgeons who got Boogeyman's front teeth back.
But did they have to use Isaac Yankin's teeth?
No, those were Snetsky's.
Alright, but Alex Shelley made a big stink about having to put on the outfit. Thus, Mick Foley got slapped, and Mick Foley gave Alex Shelley a double arm DDT.
I thought he got the bird.
Yeah, Alex gave Mick Foley the bird. Despite him being the one, despite poor Alex being in the turkey suit.
Mm.
Although he didn't, he was rather amused by just pulling up the pants and leaving the neck. Never mind.
Yeah.
I will give Shelley credit the way he sold the DDT. That was just funny.
Flapping and flopping. I mean, wait a minute.
Yep. Flapping and flopping, just like the Seattle Seahawks on Thanksgiving.
That game was not any better.
None of the Thanksgiving games. None of the Thanksgiving games. Texas versus Texas A&M. It was like it was a Thanksgiving fail ball day.
What happened
no,
in Texas Tech? Wait a minute. What happened
no,
in Texas
no.
Texas A&M?
Texas put 49 up on Texas A&M, won 49-9.
Well, you know what that's going to mean for Jim Ross's Oklahoma Sooners. Enjoy the Fiesta Bowl.
Now, no, there was a good game. LSU Arkansas went down to the last 21 seconds.
That was today.
I know. It made up for everything that happened yesterday, including Alex Shelley in the turkey suit.
On that note, we do have to. Because of what TV dictated, we have to bring up an old friend. Did anybody watch the series finale of The Shield?
I did.
No.
Nope.
And I think I know what you're talking about.
All right, then, Forf, why don't you take it away?
Well, throughout the season, one of the characters, Shane, had been having problems, and eventually, he had hired a hitman to try to kill his former friends in the department, but he ended up going on the run. And over the last few weeks, partly with drugs, partly with Vic putting the screws to him, he felt there was no choice. He drugged his wife and son to death and then ended his own life.
remind you of anyone?
I thought I was the only one that was... Never mind. Yeah, it does. And I don't know if it was... Now, can we prove it was deliberate?
Yeah.
Story-wise.
Story-wise, yeah. The writer said it was... Okay. They took it from the actual Benoit thing.
Okay.
Producers, writers say, yeah, it's all true.
Mm-mm.
And that's how they ended the series. So we know what Vince is thinking right now.
Lawsuit?
No.
Sign Michael.
You get ratings. You won't get ratings out of it, I'll tell you that.
No, he's going to say, all right, same old status quo. Which in itself is sad. But then again, we have to expect this from, well, it's the same thing that Law and Order does. They take most of their stories from actual things like this, and The Shield is no different.
Mm.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing to do. It's already aired.
But already aired and already being pressed on DVD.
Good news is they ain't getting my Nielsen or my dollars.
They didn't get my Nielsen. They sure as hell aren't getting my dollars because I don't watch The Shield. If there's an FX show that I want put on DVD, when I think of it, I'll let you know.
Ouch.
But I would love to see that old Tough Man show being rerun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, Bill Goldberg's going to be hosting his old TV show again.
Bull Run's coming back?
Bull Run's coming back.
About goddamn time. I actually like that show.
February on Speed.
Well, they moved it to Speed now.
Yeah, it went to Speed. Which, ironically, a network where it fits.
Now, since we're talking about comebacks and new series, anybody here a Food Network fan?
I don't
watch
a whole lot.
Okay. Robert Irvine is being given his old job back with Dinner Impossible. They're getting that Iron Chef out of there because he was just too freaking boring.
Yep, Iron Chef Michael Simon being booted from the program for old host Robert Irvine.
Hooray! And it starts in March. I am so happy.
That is correct.
Robert Irvine, Doctor Who of the Food Network. Yay!
Mm-hmm. I envisioned today was going to be a fun day. That last story aside, this is going to be a fun day.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean by fun day?
Why?
The 9th edition of WWE The Music will be coming out in January.
But they can't release another CD until half the people on the previous one have been fired.
I think they already have.
Double check. Well, I don't have my volume 8 in front of me, so.
Okay. Where did I find it? The Music Volume 8. Tracks. Okay, let's see. Now, Jeff, Kofi, Beth, Henry, Hawkins and Ryder, Jillian, Vince, the ECW theme, Biscuits and Gravy, Candace, Morrison, Shelton, Kennedy, and Jericho.
This is the first time they're going to get another CD out without having anybody gone.
Yes.
And that's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jericho hasn't used his new one, thank God. The one on Volume 8 is atrocious. I wouldn't use it for back. I wouldn't use it for background music on curling highlights.
Whoa. All right. Well, here is. Well, this is courtesy of AllMusic.com. Listen to this. The first disc will feature unreleased classic themes, including Saturday Night's Main Event, Primetime Wrestling, WrestleMania, and superstars such as Demolition, Brutus Beefcake, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Disc 2 will feature unused or rare remixes of classic entrances, such as debut versions, alternate mixes, and rarely heard cuts of themes for Chris Jericho, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker and The Rock, the 2004 cut, Undertaker's 98 cut, Steve Austin's 2002 cut, and Jericho's first theme. And now we have here the current themes they're going to be on. Randy Orton, Voices in My Head. Kozlov's theme, Unshmeen.
I thought they would use his original theme.
Yeah. Maurice, Ooh-wee.
Only if it doesn't have the lyrics on it. The music itself is actually pretty good.
Chris Jericho, Save Me. Santino Marella's theme.
I know a ton of people will buy it just for that.
We're following that up with Priceless.
Yeah.
The new SmackDown theme.
Yeah, yeah.
Double meh. Double meh.
Go back
and
to Ryder.
The crappy one on this disc is Kelly Kelly's theme.
Collins?
Yep. Then we have Kung Fu Naki.
Yay! I would actually buy it for that, because that is hilarious.
Well, the best is yet to come.
I would rather have R-Truth's a cappella of it from the segment he did, but...
Probably a hidden track.
This CD doesn't have enough swagger.
But it's got plenty of heart. Natalia is on it.
Cool.
And then we get Evan Bourne.
I'd rather have him back in the ring. Dad.
Well, it's a start. William Regal's theme.
Oh, we get his pseudo Imperial March theme this time.
Yeah.
I don't have the London Calling theme from 05, but okay.
Yeah. Then we have the Boogeyman theme.
They have Kane's new theme?
Nope. Last one is John Cena moving up.
So he might change. So did he change his music on Monday, or is this something for later?
No. Still got the time is now.
Okay. I guess they've got a new track together real quick in case they lose the stupid lawsuit over the sampling.
Speaking of lawsuits, how about this one? The WWE versus Raven employee lawsuit.
Ooh, update.
Raven has now brought up the Nicole Bass sexual harassment case where the court ruled that Bass was an employee and not an independent contractor to WWE.
Good play. Good play.
So the WWE has 10 days to respond to this. Man, WWE is just getting slaughtered now.
No, it's called karma. Vince has done so much shit over the last 2-3 decades. It was gonna blow up on his face sooner or later.
Well, better now than when he was dead. Have Shane and Steph pull up the pieces.
Well, Shane and Steph are still acting like he's dead, but it's neither here nor there.
There's this great line that Shane delivered to Stephanie. Well, what are you going to do? Slap, marry another main event superstar and take over the business again?
And see, he had to clarify marry because otherwise people go, well, which one? There are two.
Yes, could be Macho Man all over again. By the way, it seems like Nikki, let's talk about your Impact trip.
Yes.
And while you start on that, I'm gonna get some pizza. Be right back.
Hey, bring me some. Okay.
Do you like gourmet chicken garlic?
Ooh, that does sound good. Anyway, you gentlemen might not know, I'm actually in Florida right now. I flew in late Monday night, and this Tuesday they had Impact tapings for the December 4th airing. So a friend of mine got to go to the show. We'll be on the ramp to the wrestlers' left as they come down. Had a wonderful time at the show. Dave Penzer recognized me right away. I also had the distinct honor of giving Don West a little hell, which he sorely deserved. Before the show started, the two of them, Don West and Mike Tenay, got up on the ramp, were getting ready to do a stand-up. Don West has a bunch of notes. And Tenay, of course, is ready to go, buttoning his jacket, getting his microphone in hand. So I look up the ramp and I yell, "Hey, Don, it's you've gotta be kidding me." And Wes looks over at me, gets this really strange look on his face, and puts his notes in his pocket. Then Tenay spots me and was very surprised to see that I was this far south.
Well, he didn't respond because Mike Tenay didn't ask, "Did you hear that, Don?"
That should be a win.
Yeah, that should be. But we'll have Seidelman hit that button when he comes back with the pizza.
Delayed win.
Yes, delayed win. the entire main event mafia did come out for a promo. Didn't know if anybody wanted spoilers. Spoilers. Anyone?
No.
No spoilers? Okay. The only spoilers I will give is I didn't get to see Matt Morgan in person. I didn't get to see Petey Williams in person. And I did get beer on my coat.
Ooh.
Just so you know. Also was a doofus and swung by the souvenir stand and walked out with a Prince Justice Brotherhood t-shirt. And apparently an Impact Zone exclusive, instead of puffy fingers, they have puffy chairs. That's not hardcore. Mr. Foley, I respectfully request that you sell real chairs if you're going to sell chairs at all. But if you do ever go, it's pretty simple. You go out to the theater where the Blue Man Group is prominently displayed. You go get in line. I recommend getting there by about 3 o'clock so you have a good spot starting line. No assigned seats. They send in the all the special needs people go first, then the VIP line, then the general admission line. The Impact Zone really isn't that big. There's 3 or 4 rows on the spit side, right under where the hard cameras are. There's two sets of stands, essentially a lower level. Everything down by the guardrail, it's not that nobody sits down when they're on the floor. There is no place to sit. You are 3 or 4 deep in standing room only. I did get some beautiful pictures of the set and some beautiful pictures of entrances. Yes, even of the beautiful people. So haven't spoiled anything.
I'm not shocked.
Great way to kill an afternoon. Get there about 3 o'clock. You'll be out by 8. Plenty of time to go get some dinner. Walk around the park if you like. I was back on the road by 10:30. I had a wonderful time, and I, you know, you guys just watched for me in the ramp on the December 4th show. I'll have to tape it. I won't be home. Oh, man, will you get back on the freaking phone? I'm stretching. What else? Battleman, where's my pizza?
No. Sorry?
Okay. There he is.
I just noticed the funniest thing when Vicky said her famous line. Ed just pointed at her and went, "Excuse her."
No, Batista's famous line is, "Where's my game genie?"
And delayed win.
Yes, we need a win.
Dun dun dun.
Are you not at the board? Thank you. So, oh yeah, that is the one other thing I didn't say. I did not get any recruiting done because when the show was over, we walked past the parking lot where the guys leave, and they're pretty much loading themselves up into big SUVs and limos and just getting the heck out of Dodge. Apparently, we should have been there the day before to catch them on their way in. Oh. So, aside from
well, also, they have to rest up because in 12 days they'll be right back.
And they're doing house shows in the interim. They're doing Troy, Ohio, and I think Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. That Friday and Saturday before the pay-per-view. I will not be at the Troy show, so I traveled 1,000 miles to go to the Impact Zone.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with me, guys?
Well, you're visiting family at the time, and now you're not visiting family, so moot point.
True.
So you talked about the matches that were going on, and it seems odd that the beautiful people are helping out the main event mafia.
Well, I didn't spoil anything, Mr. Seidelman.
I was talking about this week.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of this week, if they do get a quote unquote Palin, what are the odds it's just the lookalike from the porno?
Would you guys like a partial spoiler about that?
I don't know what you guys want.
A double cheeseburger?
That does sound good, but I'm not leaving the house again tonight. No, I'll answer the question to the best of my ability. For a free show, we sure as heck weren't going to get the governor from Alaska. If she was on the stage to nowhere, if she was there at all.
Well, if they did get a lookalike, I would love to see them copy the when she was conducting an interview and behind her the turkeys are being killed. Just have someone beating up Alex Shelley in the background.
Mick Foley's still beating the piss out of Alex Shelley. I would pay a lot of money to see you. That would be a perfect sequence. And Chris Sabin chasing after them going, no, stop. He's an innocent human being. Which then he's Saban is thoroughly pounded by the Dudleys. Works for me.
Would they still be wearing their suits, or would they be back to normal clothes?
Who knows?
Oh, dear. Oh, just a note about the Impact Zone. It was just, I don't know, it wasn't just me. They passed out a bunch of acceptable signs to the fans for them to wave. There's one that says phenomenal one, AJ Styles. I saw it on Impact Thursday night. I saw it handed to a fan on Tuesday. How Bush League can you get? I want to be nice to TNA. I really do. But I really felt like I was more there for just the fact that it's a TV show, not that it was a wrestling event. Penzer and Borash are goading us on whether we're supposed to cheer or boo. We get countdowns to start cheering and to stop cheering.
You got to be kidding.
I wish I was. Mr. West, I am not kidding.
The applause sign like WCW did once.
Well, the other thing that, well, actually, I made an old a retro WCW joke on them. The announce table is actually on a spinning platform. They rotated it around for a promo, and as they were turning it back around, I yelled, "Old school! Look, it's a WCW ring." And I think Tanae heard me. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if people around me heard me because I heard some laughs.
I remember you telling me a jab that you gave to Don West.
I did tell that story.
Oh my.
What's that?
Fedor lost in the World Sambo Championships.
To who?
It does not say.
One sap. Oh, wrong dance.
Oh, here it is.
That's Mambo.
I cannot pronounce his name.
All right, who's the guy's name?
Blagoy Ivanov. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name right.
What are the odds that UFC is going to sign him?
Oh, Lesnar's already on the cover of one of the MMA mags. I saw it today.
Hey, why is Vampiro got multicolored hair?
Because it's actually Jeff Hardy.
Oh.
Jeff Hardy was Vampiro?
No, Jeff Hardy had this ugly steel gray face paint job when he saw him.
Oh, that was horrible. And why do we have another triple threat match?
Because we can't.
You know, they haven't said it's going to be, but you know it's going to be a triple threat match.
Mm-hmm. This is lazy booking at its finest.
The triple threat match is the new six-man tag match.
Oh. Right on, brother.
Well,
but listen to
that,
this.
Yeah.
More lost A-Team episode news, a.k.a. Marine news.
Okay.
Dave Meltzer has said that John Cena is likely to make a cameo appearance in The Marine 2, reprising his role from the original movie, a.k.a. John Triton. The lead character this time around will be a new Marine, played by
Mr. Kennedy!
Ted DiBiase Jr.
I was hoping Ezekiel Jackson.
That explains the stretcher job. And to be honest, putting Ted DiBiase Jr. in a Marine uniform, it looks right in my head. I'd have to see an actual picture of it, but it looks right in my head.
Well, we know what this means on Raw. John Cena's going to hand DiBiase a pair of olive drab baggy shorts and say, "It's your time now."
Boo that man. Boo that man.
No boo? Something else?
Fail?
Okay.
Fail?
But yeah, Ted DiBiase as the new Marine. And there's a comparison made. John Cena, Dolph Lundgren. Ted DiBiase Jr., Ray Stevenson.
Well, then who the heck is Tom Jane, or Thomas Jane? And no, I know Jim Neidhart is who, but there's got to be someone in the middle.
Burt Parks? Matt Millen? Oh, wait, he gets killed in the movie.
Perfect.
And in real life, too. Because they screw up, and Ted DiBiase Jr. is a closet Detroit Lions fan.
Oh.
He loads one live round in his gun that's not supposed to be full of blanks. Gotcha. Too soon?
No.
Okay, just dude not funny. All right. Dude, we're running out of show news here. What happened?
Because I was hoping for more people and more conversation. I didn't know Jason was bowling.
Well, actually, I don't remember if we even touched on this last show or pardon me. The fact that WWE started its cost-cutting measures, so 2 weeks of SmackDown being in the can.
Yep.
Oh, dear. I wonder if I'm going to run into that down the line. Well, actually, no, I do. I have some other news. The SmackDown ECW that was originally scheduled as the go-home show for the Royal Rumble has been canceled from U.S. Bank Arena with no reschedule date, so I do not know where that go-home show is going to be.
Check last week. So the show that was going to be on there last week.
Well, the Raw after the Rumble will be in Cleveland. So, who had the ticket info up, and do they still have it up?
Hold on.
I'd look this up myself, but I don't have a good computer in front of me. I'm lucky to have Instant Messenger running on it right now.
Yes. What do we need?
Go to tickets information and look up the Royal Rumble, but go back and see if what they have scheduled for the SmackDown ECW before it. The television.
There is none.
Okay, they haven't found a new location. I did find out what was going on with the Cleveland Raw after the Rumble and why they're not going to Gund Arena. I don't know if I brought this up last week or not.
You did not?
Adelman? Okay.
You're only on for about 3 minutes.
Okay, then I'll make it quick. The Wolseley Center is an old Nitro stomping ground that Vince managed to get his hands on because the Gund Arena is in the middle of a huge to-do with an ice skating championship. And they won't be out in time for the WWE staff to get in there and get everything set up the way they need to. They need at least a day. So that is not a cost-cutting measure, which surprises me because that's what everybody was thinking. Or just the fact that there are times when the Gund Arena actually sucks. Not one of my favorite locations. So I'm going to check out the Wolseley Center in January and let you guys know what it's like.
Cool.
Yay.
So, shall we go home on that?
Well, we got 6 minutes left.
Oh, we have 6 minutes. I thought he said three.
Nope.
Did he just say, or did she just say, after he just said, no, 3 minutes, that's all I know.
I do know Rosie. Look out behind you.
Jamal is...
Nowinski said 3 minutes, and they didn't come, and Steiner beat his ass. So I'm very upset.
You see, Scott Steiner has that power. He knows all the mathematical equations.
That explains half the gibberish he usually rattles off in a promo.
Well, he's from a highly educated university. He has to dumb himself down for the masses.
Hmm. His brother, however, is thoroughly cured of it and retired.
Yep. Well, who else has known that all three shows have dispensed with, you know, the all the hoopla, all the pyro?
I didn't.
Notice tonight.
Well, there was pyro tonight.
You mean the opening pyro?
Oh, opening pyro. Yeah, I don't recall if there was any, there was. I don't believe there was for tonight because we opened with Vicky in the ring in a very good mood.
On Tuesday, they opened with Tommy in the ring.
Okay, and Monday, they probably introduced. They just had John Cena come stomping out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm guessing. Well, the opening pyro probably cost them close to $100,000, not per show, but.
For the week.
Yeah.
Well, soon Batista will just be doing a dance with nothing going on in the background.
Well, he did that for a while, though. He didn't dance. I forgot what he did. He did something else before the...
Before the machine gun pyro.
Or I think you should turn heel and say, the reason I do that dance is because I'm killing every one of you in my mind. Or pretend, or, you know, he has an invisible controller in his hand and he's actually entering the code. And disguising the beeping sounds under all the explosions.
Mm-hmm.
That final stage where it's his fist down, code inputted.
Yay.
I had to play the laugh track. By the way, you know what I think of this? Hold on. Alright. You know what we're going to be doing next week?
What's that?
Yay!
Cool!
Well, it's time for me to think about what you're going next. I already sent one icon from the 80s in. You better watch yourself, Steamboat.
There's no way Steamboat's getting in.
I got something that's been on every show this week that I'm going to try.
By the way, the Starrcade DVD's coming out. They just finished up the top 25 matches of all time.
Okay.
Guess what got number one?
Sting Flair.
No.
Sting Hogan, 97.
Okay.
No. But you're close with Flair.
Okay. I'll bite.
What is it?
I don't know.
Vader, Flair, Starrcade 93. Look that match up. That is a supreme match.
I'll take your word for it. I'll have to watch it.
I think it's on YouTube.
All right. I will look that up as we sign off for the night.
And while you do, just look up Ernest Borgnine, Fox News, and you'll find the secret to him aging.
Oh, God.
On that note, get us out of here, Saddleman.
Fourth last joke.
And a win for Saddleman.
Thank you. On that note, we'd like to make a quick announcement that Ric Flair does not know what TNA is, despite being Space Mountain.
Wow.
On that note, for Nikki Heyman, Forth and VRM, I am Robert Simon saying good night. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Night.